The Gemara Masechet Shkalim Daf Ches Amud Beis teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Mitzvos Lotzeis B'Yayin Odom. It's a mitzvah to use red wine for the Dal Kaisus. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Atayra Yayin Ki Yis Adam. Don't be concerned about wine that it's red. Ki Yitein B'Kais Eman. The Pasuk Pshat, and that's the way the Ritva learns Pshat in our Gemara. What the Gemara is teaching us is that red wine is preferable, if at all possible. However, the Ramban, and there are other Rishonim that agree with the Ramban, they say that what Pshat in our Gemara is that even b'di'evid, white wine may not be used for Kiddush. And they explain that what Rabbi Yirmiya in our sugya means to say is that it must be red wine. And the Rabban explains himself, and the Rabban says, because if we're going to explain the Pasuk as the Pashta Pshat in the Pasuk seems to mean, so the Pasuk is telling us, only when wine is red is it considered acceptable. And if we're not explaining the Pasuk as the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk seems to be, then we don't even need to use red wine, but even in any circumstances. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam does not mention this halacha about red wine. There are those that want to say, that's the way the Beis Yosef wants to say Pshat in the Ramban, only wine that will get red ultimately is kosher for Kiddush and Dal Kaisis. But Posh Pshat, the Ramban is saying that you don't need to use red wine at all. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Pesach, in Simen Tuf Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph Paskins Mitzvah Lachsa Ach Yayin Edoim, it's preferable to look for red wine. Im Ein Halavin Meshubach Mimenu, if white wine isn't better. So Shulchan Aruch is clearly following the opinion of Ritva that our Gemara doesn't mean to say that you have to use red wine. It's saying the red wine is preferable, and therefore if white wine is available, you could use white wine. I saw that Rav Shimon Eider says that when we speak in our Gemara about red wine, it doesn't mean to say that it has to be a dark red. It seems from Rav Shimon Eider that red wine, even if it's, he says, batoke wine, which has a reddish color, it's also acceptable. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there are really two reasons why red wine should be used. One is for the reason that our Gemara says, Altira Yanki is Adem, that the Pasuk seems to imply that red wine is the more preferable wine. But then he says, and that reason obviously applies not just by Dalakaisis, but applies by Kiddush as well. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if there's another reason, which obviously this reason only applies by the Dalakaisis, and that is because the red wine is zeicher l'dam. It's a zeicher for the blood of the b'chayrim, dam makas dam. There's a lot of dam in our understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And clearly, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, even if there's more of a reason to use red wine for the Dal Kaisis, because as we're learning, there are two reasons that red wine should be used, than by Kiddush, where there's only one reason to use red wine. The Paiskim, Rav Ozner, Shlita Paskins, if you take white wine and you add to it some red color, that is also enough to make it be considered red wine. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita I saw disagrees. Because as Rav Chaim Kanievsky seems to understand, the Chazal, based on the pasuk of Altira Yanki Yisadein, seem to have felt that red wine, that the red wine is preferable to white wine. So by coloring your red wine, by coloring your white wine red, you haven't made it red other than just for the color. So yes, to fulfill what the Shulchan Aruch Rav that we just discussed holds, perhaps that's adequate. But you haven't made it into red wine, and therefore Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds that that doesn't really make a difference. Which opens up another shaila. And that is, if you take red wine, and if you take white wine, and you want to make it red, is there a problem of tzoveya? Which of course is a malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. So the Chaya Adam says that putting red wine into white wine is tzoveya. Most poskim don't agree with the Chai Adam. But most poskim are of the opinion that ain't tzviya ba'eichlin, and therefore that's also. But it seems that everybody, and the Shevet Alevi discusses this in Chelik Yud, Simen Nun Vav, to put white wine into red wine, that would be permitted. And he says that even on the night of the Seder, when somebody would be putting white wine into his red wine, it's only for the purpose of color. It's not any other purpose. So maybe that should be certainly considered a situation of tzviya. So he says that the entire opinion of the Chaya Adam, that he's machmer when it comes to coloring wine, is a chumrah. And we don't have to take it further than he takes it. And therefore, only in a situation when you put red wine into white wine is the Chaya Adam Machmer. And if you want, you can follow that Chumrah. No other situation. On the other hand, I did see that the Paiskim say that let's say you want to make your white wine red. And you don't want to add red wine. What you want to do is add food coloring. That isn't considered a legitimate way of making your red wine, making it into red wine. Because you really need to have some red wine. If you don't have any red wine, and it's only red because you put in some food coloring, that the Paiskim say will not make it be considered lahalocha red wine. In our previous year, we spoke about wine. We spoke about wine that has additives. And now we're going to speak about for a moment about pasteurized wine. Because as we quoted the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos clearly said, the L'chatchila one should not use Yayin Mevushel. And there's two reasons why Yayin Mevushel perhaps should not be used. The Rambam that we quoted in our previous year in Perikov Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yudalit, said that any wine that can't be used for Nesachim cannot be used for Kiddush. And cooked wine is wine that cannot be used for Nesachim. But there's another reason why the Ga'onim, what the Rishonim already discussed, why Yayin Mevushel should be an issue. And that is because it's Stam Yenom cannot, the halacha, that we can't use wine that was processed by non-Jews, by Gentiles, is not applicable by Stam Yenim. But there's a machloikis harishonim, why there is no halacha of Stam Yenim by wine that's cooked. That has a very big bearing on the question on Yayim Avoshel for Kiddush. There are Rishonim that say that the reason is because it's considered inferior wine. An inferior wine was not used by the Akum for Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Gzeirah of Stam Yenim wasn't made on inferior quality wine. However, there are Rishonim that say that the reason why there is no Gzeirah of Stam Yenim, and perhaps that is also the same reason why the Sochim weren't brought from Stam Yenim, is because wasn't brought from cooked wine, is because in those days they didn't typically have cooked wine. And since wine wasn't typically cooked, therefore it's not considered something that was common, and it's like a the like gozubar abonim. If that's the reason, it has nothing to do with the quality of the wine. It could very well be that yayin, stam yayin, that cooked wine is fine in terms of quality. Its problem is, chazal didn't make the gzeir of stam yayinom, because it wasn't really commonly used. So, the Mishnah Brura, Paskins, both in Simen Reish Ayin Beis and in Simen Tof Ayin Beis, the Lechatchila, one should not use pasteurized wine. One should not use Yayim Mevushel. And which opens up a very fundamental question. What is considered Yayim Mevushel? There are Paskim, and that was the opinion of the Tzelem Arav, that wine is not considered mevushel. Mevushel means mevushel. And therefore, as soon as it's, unless it's 212 degrees, which is when wine is considered boiling, that is considered mevushel. Anything else is not considered mevushel. Which is interesting to point out, that many people are under the misimpression that it's highly rare and highly unlikely that anyone would pasteurize wine at that high degree of 212 degrees Fahrenheit. But recently, I was at the winery of Kedem Winery in upstate New York, and I saw that they do boil their grape juice. Their typical grape juice is boiled at 212. And therefore, it's going to hit that heat according that should be considered boiling point. Ramosha and a tshuva in Yoridea, Chelik Beis Yoridea, Simen Nun Beis, seems to hold that as soon as it hits 175, it's certainly considered mevushel. Actually, Ramosha from that tshuva seems to be saying that there's a range, and that the range is from what we consider Yad Soledes, which would be 120, 130, to 175. Which means that according to Ramosha, as soon as it hits 120, 130, we have to be machmer, it should be considered Yayim Mevushel. But on the other hand, we have to be careful that unless it was pasteurized at 175, unless it was pasteurized at 175, we can't really consider mevushel and have to be concerned with contact of an akum with that wine. I did see a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shalos Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Hei, that takes an entirely different approach to what's considered Yayim Mevushel. And his approach is that Yayim Mevushal is not necessarily connected to degrees. It's connected to lessening the quality of the wine, or at the minimum, boiling the wine to a degree where either it boils for so long that you lose some of the wine, which doesn't typically happen in the pasteurization of wine in most factories, because what happens in most factories is that it's flash pasteurized, and when it's flash pasteurized, it's extremely quick and you don't lose any of the wine. Or Rav Shloima Zalman in that tshuva holds that you have to boil it for long enough that you lose some of the wine. Again, something that doesn't typically happen in flash pasteurization, which interestingly would create a kula and a chumra. It would create a kula that when one has wine which is mevushal, that wine that's mevushal will not be a problem. That wine that's mevushal will not be a problem for kiddush, because according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's only considered mevushal when it's truly cooked. And the pasteurization that our wines go through, Rav Shlomo Zalman will not consider real dishal. On the other hand, it would create a chumrah, because what we rely on for cooking, that we shouldn't have a problem of wine coming in contact with an akum, Rav Shlomo Zalman would not consider really that wine having been properly cooked, and therefore will not be considered yayin mevushal, and you could still have a problem of maga akum, or akum coming in contact with that wine, and it would be considered otherwise a situation of stam yayinam.